Parshas Matas, right after the Mechemes Midian, as Klal Yisrael was about to approach Eretz Yisrael, so Bnei Godim and Reuven come, they approach Moshe Rabbeinu, and they come to Moshe with a claim that they want to take the Nachla, instead of taking a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, they want to take a Nachla in Eretz Sichon Voig, Eveli Yarden, Miknurav Hayolahem, they had a lot of cattle, and there was grazing lands there. This is Tzukapas is fit for their mikneh. Which Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to a long Musar Shmuz for about 10 psukim, and he criticizes them very, very strongly that they're going and the Mimamshech and the Mahalach. They had the Marag state many years ago. They look like they wanted to stay, not enter Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have an obvious Eretz Yisrael. Lashon the Medrash actually is a kilu. He was accused them that they just want to stay in Eveli Yarden and want to stay kilu like Chutz Laaretz. It goes on for 10 psukim. To which afterwards, Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven assured Moshe Rabbeinu know that they never intended really to not join Klal Yisrael in the conquest for Eretz Yisrael. They would join in the Muhammad. But after they're going to settle in Eretz Yisrael to get it with the rest of Klal Yisrael, they're going to go back to take the Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. A few things need to be clarified. First of all, the Lashon of the Medrash, like you mentioned, was that he tied them, why do you want a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael? It's Chutz Laaretz. We know many places, Iran and Adarim, Tafchav Beis, other places, it's Mavur, that Eretz Yisrael is considered like Eretz Yisrael. There can be many things. You can bring the Omer, you can possibly bring Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael, Maskonis. You can't bring from Eretz Yisrael, but Omer you could bring. So why is it, why did Tani that was like Chutz Laaretz? Furthermore, what needs clarification here is that what was the whole shock of attire between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven? What, did he misunderstand them? It seems quite clear that afterwards that they never really intended not to join Klal Yisrael, to lower the morale of Klal Yisrael from entering Eretz Yisrael. They were going to join together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. So what, Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood them? And if he did, the Mefarshim asked, why did they wait? Why didn't they interrupt him right away and explain themselves? And so it seems to be that there is some sort of vikuach, idealistic vikuach between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. So maybe we could explain the following. What was really the idea, the mechuvin of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven? Reb Dessler, Mechnem Eliyahu, Chilik Beis, he explains that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tafkid for every individual and every shevet has a different tafkid. Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven had mikne rav hayulahem. Dr. Dessler brings from the Svarim HaKadoshim, Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven were not supposed to be part of Shnos. There are those in Klal Yisrael who set aside their avoid is specifically Ruchnius in the base HaMikdosh, in the base HaMedrash, in the base HaKnesses, in the base HaMedrash. Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, their avoid, their task was to be Oisik B'Yeshuva Shel Olam, Oisik B'Derech Eretz. That was their task. They were to be the Zvulins of the world. No, the Pasuk says, which is a very important tafkid, the Pasuk says, Kalanikra Bishmi Lakhfoidi Barosiv Yatsartiv Af Asisiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and from this entire world is supposed to come out Kfoid Shamayim. That means the supremacy of Hashem, sovereignty of the Torah, and how everything is Meshubit to the Torah is supposed to be spread across every part of this world. Even the fields of those days, that was the cattle, that was the business fields, those were the stock markets of those days. That is supposed to be included and supposed to be part of the life of a Yid dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the tafkid of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven to be Oisik B'Yeshuva Shel Olam, to Mekadosh Hashem in that part of the world, to elevate or to include, more better said, to include even the Malkum Chutz in the Beis HaMikdash into Avodas Hashem, that Avodas Hashem exists there in the same way as it does in the base of Medrash. That was the void of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. So that's what they asked for, Eveli Yarden. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's time on them? Did Moshe Rabbeinu not understand this? The answer is a very deep point over here. Moshe Rabbeinu's time, it's Mavur, the Hemshech and Mavur in the Medrash, that he said that you're making from the Tafel Iker and the Iker Tafel, the Hainu. It's true that Tafel has two Bina. It's true that true that there's also Oisha recovered, and that's part of Torah, Torah is supposed to include it, but it's only when it's the small, it's only when it's secondary. The Vikuach over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that you were makdim, you placed first the Asik in the materialistic, the physical pursuits, which are supposed to be inclusive as a secondary. They're also supposed to be included in the world of Avodas Hashem and Kedushim Shemayim. But you have to first put your right foot first. And Kiveya, that you're where your Ikar is and where your Tafel is. The Gemara in Brachas says, and Brachas Lamed Hei says, even Balabatim is supposed to say this, Be'oistim, Alachtim, Arai, V'terasa Ikar. And here's the mistake. What does this mean? What's the mistake here? So this is a very subtle point. Of course, B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven understood that the Ikar was Ruchnius, the Ikar was Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha was in Eretz Yisrael. But what happened was, they said, it's also, we'll first establish this, and we know intellectually that we also eventually have to join in Eretz Yisrael, or have to join in where the Makom HaKadosh is. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, when you're dealing with Iskei Olam Hazeh and Iskei Ruchnius, it's not enough to also include Iskei Ruchnius. You have to go out of your way to make that primary and make the Iskei Olam Hazeh, the business and the like, you have to make it second. This is a big, very important insight. Rashi and Shabbos, and Daf Lamed, Aleph says, explains, Rashi says, you need to be kaveh them term, because if not, you're going to be nimshach kol ha'yom kula v'derech eretz. The Asek, in physical pursuits, in physical, so anyone is in the world, in the arena of business, the world of mikne rav, real estate, any of that world, that's the base medrash, it sucks a person in. It sucks a person in if you don't go out of your way to be makdim and make ikr, and ikr, the ruchnias, the tzara kedusha, you're going to get sucked in. You're not going to be able to really remain loyal that the centerpiece of your life is going to be Torah, that everything will revolve around Torah. This was the yisoid that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. First you have to settle in Eretz Yisrael. And first you have to go out of your way to first establish that, and only then it could be an extension, Eber Yardin. The Maimar Muzga, we see later on that a person who gets distracted and makes tuffle ikr and ikr tuffle, he does that not only when it comes to Ruchnis and Gashmis. He does that in other areas. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu is a tain on them that they were placed, they worry about the cattle before their children. This is also very common. People who are not prioritized, it comes out in other areas in life also. Not only do they put their physical pursuits before Hashem's will and Hashem Torah and Mitzvahs, but many times in the priority of life, values of life, they put their business before their family life. Yes, as an aside. But anyways, get back to our parasha. This was the taina. So Kinira, this is the idea of understanding what Eber HaYarden is. Eber HaYarden, we asked before, Eber HaYarden, is it Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz? So there's a very interesting Rashash. The Rashash says in the Medrash, over here in the Medrash, Rashash says, he also asks the theory that in some places it seems like it's Chutz La'aretz and Eber HaYarden, and he brings that in one place it says you could bring the Omer from Eber HaYarden because there's a din of Eretz Yisrael. But the Ma'isa, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Dav Yigimel says when originally Klai Yisrael entered there, Eretz Yisrael, the first year, they didn't have where to bring the Omer from. And the Ofershim asked, why not? Why couldn't they bring from the Eber HaYarden? Already the part of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven was already in Eber HaYarden. Why couldn't they bring it? Says Rashash, Abdi Chiddush. Says Rashash, the Kedush of Eber HaYarden had a din of first settled there, Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if I could touch up with what Rashash is saying, the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael of HaYarden was very specific. It wasn't inherently Eretz Yisrael. It was only an extension of Eretz Yisrael. Only when and if they first settle there to Yisrael, then we could extend to Eber HaYarden, then it becomes Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. Dainu, Eber HaYarden was really destined specifically for the Avodah B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven, which the Avodah B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven, which is Zochar Zvul, and we just established, is really only as an extension after you first make Iker, B'yamina, Oyrich Yamina, then B'smoylesh V'kovet, then you could extend when you're centered and your strength is placed, your primary is in Torah and mitzvahs, then you could extend it to Iskei Olam Hazeh, other areas. It could extend there. But first you have to have Eretz Yisrael, then the Kedusha could extend. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Eber HaYarden, you're now one Eretz Yisrael, it's still Chutz La'aretz. Right now it's profane. When you make it primary, it's profane. We learned in Masechta Sukkah, those who learn Masechta Sukkah, there's a musik of Psal HaYotzei Min HaSukkah. If you have a kosher with Sukkah, yeah, then you could extend it and you can make a wing, so to speak, of the sukkah. It doesn't have all the tnoim of a sukkah because then it becomes part of the sukkah. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Avery Yarden is like a psal hayitzim in a sukkah. I have no problem if you want to settle in Avery Yarden. But first you have to go out of your way to join us first. How are you talking about it? How are you making all kinds of plans and putting so much attention to that before you have to first secondary and make it second? Make it go out of your way to make it awful. This is the discussion that was going on between Moshe Rabbeinu b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. And this was the lesson that he was telling him. You have to make this Iker and that Tafel. Iker and Tafel doesn't necessarily always express in hours and time. Many times those who are always sick, B'Yeshua Shalelim and Derech Eretz, they can't spend the same amount of hours, long hours. But it's a matter of value system. It's a matter of where your heart lies. It's a matter of where you are anchored. And the only way to do that is not enough as an afterthought. A person can work the whole day in the business, in his geschäft, and then afterwards be poide his business day by giving a bissel staka or paying a half an hour seder. That's not the way it works. That's not going to be make tofel his. It has to be centraled. It has to be that the centerpiece of his life, his heart is his isik and Torah mitzvahs. Then it changes around the whole dimension of his work. Then when he's at his work, he's miyachid, he's mekadesh shem shamayim. Then the businessman, the zvulins of the world, the zvulins of the world, the zeicha to do things that a younger man can never do. A younger man, Chaim Kanievsky, Zechon of Ruch, was never able to be able to makadish a Kaddish Baruch, Kaddish Shem Shemaim from a business office. He never had that. It's a different type of avoda. But you first have to put your step first. You have to go out of your way and make your yamin, your connection to Torah and mitzvahs. This was the message that Moshe Rabbeinu had to Bnei Gad Reuven. Perhaps with this we could understand why everyone knows in Shas that Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven are synonymous with Tnoim. The Tanai that Moshe Rabbeinu made with them, all Tnoim are learned out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Why are Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven synonymous with Tnoim? Because maybe a Tanai, the very idea of a Tanai, stims and is compatible with the inner content of the types of Avodah of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven and all their like. We ask them to spend most of the hours of their life, many times, many hours of their life outside of the halls of the Beis HaMedrash, outside Kaviyochel, a mokin that's Tokule Ruchni. But it has to be contingent. It has to be a Tanai. The idea of a Tanai is to take one thing and make contingent on something else. Their existence has to be contingent, first and foremost, on my connection to the Yamin, to the Oich Yom Yamin, and only then Smoila Oish, to the Iker, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Then everything can be included in Eretz Yisrael. You could include the business office. You can include even the golf course, you can include many things. The swimming pool, there are so many parts of the world that all could be included in the Kedushas there, just on Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. We just have to learn the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Make sure you make the Iker. And then the Tafel becomes centered around the Iker. And then you can Mekai properly. Kol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, Kol Anuker B'Shmi, L'Chvoidev Yisartiv, Afasidus, Asisiv, Gujabis.